this morning's sermon is entitled Godly Growth. I want to talk about that. Before I do that, almal het om die 14de, né? Wanneer Rolf kom in die Saterdag, al die mamas en die papas, ek hoop julle het neergeskryf. En selfs die wie se kinders hokkie daar is, hulle is ook welkom om te kom. Okay, so ons gaan dit oopgooi vir almal. So please, I really want you to come. Godly growth. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. One thing that is so certain about the way God moves is He always moves. God never stands still. He's always on the move. He's always busy doing things. And we really need to slot into God's plan. It's really important. Scripture says, you must grow from glory to glory. Scripture says you must grow from strength to strength. Scripture says you must grow in the grace of the Lord. Scripture says you must grow in the knowledge of the Lord. So there's always growing. And it's quite interesting if we start with this morning. It seems that God is really radical. God is saying, Moses is dead, but now I want you to move. God is a God of the now. Now, if you read chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, the previous chapter in the Bible, if you read that book, then you will see that Moses died on the mountain. God buried himself. Scripture says so. Isn't it a wonderful privilege if God can bury you yourself? It's a beautiful thing that happened to him. And there was a month of mourning. Now, it's not that God's saying you shouldn't mourn. There was a month of mourning by Israel for Moses. But now God says to Joshua, look here, Moses died. I'm not disrespectful. I know you're feeling pain. I know it's really a sad time in your life, but now I want you to move over this Jordan. I know it's a difficult thing for you, and I know you don't understand. And Scripture says that they could never find Moses' body. So there was no real grief. Nobody could find Moses' body. If you read chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, they couldn't find his body. So it was really difficult for them to say goodbye to someone that you cannot say goodbye to because he's not there. And Scripture says that Moses' eyes were still very good. He was 120 years old. And Scripture also said that Moses still had vigor. He wasn't sick. God buried him. And if you read in Jude, you will see that the angel and Satan, they had a fight over Moses' body. That you can read in Jude. It's an interesting story, but now, you see, God, as I see it in Scripture, God loves people, but He's never sentimental when it comes to His kingdom plans. It seems a bit harsh, eh? But it's not a harsh God, and we'll see that. So after the morning, God is on the move. God says, now I want you to move. And if you read Scripture, and I must give you this introduction into growing and the way God moves, because so many people, they don't have respect for the way God moves. So many of us, we don't have respect for the way God does stuff and for the way He moves. So if you read Exodus is about the deliverance. Israel is delivered. Leviticus is about holiness, the law. Your deliverance and then your holiness. And then Numbers is about being in the wilderness. Now Israel was supposed to be in the wilderness 10 to 30 days. It took them 40 years. You know why it took Israel 40 years to be in the desert? It's really simple. They did not have respect for the way God moved. They always have their own plans. And so God just says, listen, guys, you cross over now. I want you to do this now. Listen to me. And Israel didn't listen. So now God has to wait for two chaps called Caleb and Joshua, and now God is talking to Joshua. And then if you read Deuteronomy, we see it's about remembering God. So what is Joshua about? The book of Joshua is about conquering, possessing, and then dividing the land. In other words, Joshua, you must go, and as God said there, every place where you'll put your foot, I'll give it to you. Not I'll give it to you. Sorry, I'm wrong. God said, I have already given to you. It's an interesting choice of words, huh? That God will say, I already have given it to you. You must just go and take it. So you must possess it. And after you've possessed it, you conquer all those guys, you possess it, and then you must divide the land. And if you read the words that God says to Joshua, arise. It's the first thing. It's, in other words, God is saying to Joshua, you must leave some things behind. You must remember Moses within your heart, and you must remember Moses within your mind, but that must not stop you into growing. Ek weet die pragtige man, hy is dood. Maar kom, ons moet nou aanbeweeg, want ek het 'n ander plan vir julle. And so many people, they get stuck. That's not God's plan. You must go over the Jordan. And then secondly, God says you must go over the Jordan. That is facing your fears. Your diepste vrese moet jy so in die oog kyk en dan moet jy daarmee deal. And then the third thing God says, you must receive. And that's your inheritance. So your inheritance and my inheritance, it's already there. You don't have to create your inheritance. Jy hoef jou erfporsie te gaan maak nie. Dit is al reeds daar. God het dit vir jou gegee. Jy moet net daarin loop. And then God says you must dispossess. And that is the warfare part. The part that you need to do. Now, you can see it's all about growth. You can't follow Jesus and not grow. Jy kan nie vir Jesus volg en dieselfde bly nie. Ek weet nie, ek dit kan net is dit werk is so nie. Jesus will say to you, come, leave the fish, all pikes, come with me, and I'll make you a fisher of men. And then Jesus will say now, go. Go make. I've taught you how to make. Now you must go and make. Dit werk met almal so. Jesus sê kom en dan sê Jesus weer gaan. En ek kom en dan bly ek in my ma se huis en op 'n koel moet ek gaan. Jy weet en dit lyk net baie snaaks as ek grys is en ek bly nog steeds by my ma. As jylle met my, ek kan gaan kuier vir 'n naweek, maar ek kan nie daar bly nie. Ek moet gaan. It's coming and going. It's a principle of growth. It's so important. There's special circumstances why some people must stay. I know that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about us normal blokes, folks. You must come and you must go. It's really important. So, maybe some of you thinking I'm lying. Now, let's just look at a few examples. Let's look at persons. Samuel, John the Baptist, and Paul. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor with both the Lord. So Samuel grew. Secondly, Luke chapter 1 verse 80. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation of Israel. That's now again John the Baptist. Then Acts chapter 9 verse 22. But Saul increased all more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Paul grew. Even a church must grow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. So kerk kan nie stagneer, dieselfde kerk moet groei. And then we must look at the ultimate Jesus. Look at what scripture says about Jesus. Luke chapter 2 verse 40 and verse 52. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And Jesus increased, Jesus grew in wisdom, Jesus increased in stature, Jesus increased in favor with God, and Jesus increased with favor with men. What does it mean? If you go to the next slide, I'll explain it quickly. Jesus grew, first of all, the first one there, in wisdom. Jesus grew intellectually. Second, Jesus grew in stature, physically. Hy het sy 3 maaltye geëet. Hy het sy oefening gehad. Hoe het hy sy oefening gehad? Hy het oral gestap daai dag waar hulle moes gewees het. Hy het die perd gery, donkie gery, hy en sy man het gestap. So fisies het hy gegroei. Thirdly, Jesus grew in favor with men. So socially, hy was 'n sosiale vlinder. Hy het geopereer. He operated and socially he grew. Some people liked him socially, some people did not like Jesus socially. Fourthly, Jesus grew in favor with God. Jesus grew spiritually. So this morning I want to fix all of our gazes on Jesus grew spiritually, because each and every one of us must grow spiritually. Now, there's some practical things that we must do to grow spiritually. So it's going to be a lot of spiritual stuff that I share, but I'm trusting God just to do something here this morning that I can't do. So I just realized as I was preparing something that God just spoke to me. And if you can go to that quote, this is what I've realized. God is always moving. We should keep on following. God is always talking. We should keep on listening. God is always directing. We should keep on doing so that we can keep on growing. This is something that I've learned. So now, it's really simple, guys. Why am I sharing this with you? Ek gaan dit eers in Afrikaans sê en dan gaan ek in Engels sê. Nou, heidiglik is God besig om met baie Christene te praat oor sekere areas van hulle lewe wat hulle moet ingroei. Maar hulle wil nie luister nie. Nou kom vertel hulle vir my, die Here praat nie met hulle nie. Dan sê ek, nee, die Here praat nou met jou, maar jy wil net nie praat waaroor hy wil praat nie. En jy moet nou 'n bietjie met hom praat waaroor hy wil praat, want dan gaan jy groei. So praat nou tog met hom oor dit wat hy met jou oor wil praat. En dan sê ek vir hulle, want weet jy hoekom? Jy het nie respek vir waar die Here nou is met jou nie. Jy het nie respek vir hoe die Here met jou wil beweeg nie. Jy het nie. Now I'll say it in English. Can I say it in English? See that? So many people, they come to me, they tell me God's not talking to them. And I tell them, God is. He's speaking to you. You're not listening because you don't want to talk about the things he's talking to you about. So grow up, please. Deal with the stuff that is difficult in your life now. Deal with it. Then you will grow. Some of us, we want to stay comfortable. Following Jesus is never comfortable. And especially for you guys that's going to study further, or you're going to into your new job. Dis nie gemaklik daar buite nie, hoor. Ek kan julle nou al sê, hulle gaan vir julle in die koshuise lag, hulle gaan julle bespot, hulle gaan vir julle sê, ooh, hier's God se kindertjies, hierdie, hulle gaan vir julle klomp lelike name sê, hulle gaan agtawies, hulle gaan delikawies, hulle gaan voor julle drink, hulle gaan voor julle vloek. Jy weet, van hulle gaan in hulle kamers, daar waar hulle is, julle gaan hoor hoe hulle seksuele omgang het. Dis chaos daar buite, maar jy moet lig wees. Jy neem jou standpunt in en jy staan vas. Jy het nie altyd al die antwoorde nie, ek weet dit, maar dit beteken nie jy loop weg van Jesus af nie. When you know it's wrong in your heart, it's wrong. You stand your ground, you stand in faith, you walk in faith, you grow in faith. That's that. The Lord will give you the grace. God gives us the grace to overcome. En net vir die mense wat dink, is net vir die mense wat gaan studeer, vir almal reg deur die bank. Nou is tyd om geestelik te groei en vas te staan. Ons wil nie nou lamsakkig en papsakkig wees nie. Ons staan vas en ons staan sterk. And it's really important that we grow and we open our mouths even to our brothers ancestors in church, because we need to operate in the Spirit. Do not have disrespect for the things that God is talking to you about right now in your life. You're going to miss Him. It's a beautiful message. I don't want you to be discouraged. So, Ezekiel chapter 41, 47, verse 1 to 5. Then He brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water, and the water came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. The first thing that I want to see, it's a river that is flowing, so it's not a stagnant pool. It's a river of life. There's life flowing through this river. And then really important, it's a spiritual principle that Ezekiel is talking about. Yeah? God is showing him a literal temple. It's first a literal temple. It was there. It was literal water. But now there's a spiritual principle hidden in this narrative, in this vision that God gives Ezekiel. And it's about spiritual growth. And the first thing that you see, Ezekiel is moving in the Spirit, but the first place where he gets stuck is his ankles. Now, there's so many people that in the Spirit, they're only in the Spirit by their ankles. And there's certain rules that apply if you are in the Spirit only by your ankles. But they want to do things as if they're in the Spirit by the waist. It's really dangerous if you haven't grown to that part. Are you with me? Ander woorde, dis belangrik dat jy besef, jy kan nie sy enkel diepte in die gees wees, dingetjies doen wat mense wat so diep is in die gees is. Is jylle met my? I'm sharing spiritual stuff with you this morning. Secondly, there's knees. Being firmly planted. I can't go into detail about what every level means. I'll tell you why. It's just a spiritual principle of growth that I just want to throw at you. You must go make of it what God says to you. But now, when it comes to your knees, you must be firmly planted. The third phase is your waist. When it comes to your waist, you must be perfectly balanced. So when you still spiritually, you can fall, but then you can get up again. And you will stay there until you're firmly planted. From there you can go in deeper ways, your waist, and now you need to have balance, spiritual balance. And then you get to that place where it's too deep. And now you must understand the laws. When you go deep spiritually, you must understand the laws of going deep spiritually. Now you can't walk anymore. Now you must learn to float. Now you must learn to swim. Now you must learn to paddle, because there's other laws that applies at this area of being spiritual. And it's really important that we need to understand that. And it's really important that we must realize we must grow till that level. Ons moet tot daar groei. Dis baie belangrik, dis God se hart dat almal tot by daai punt groei. Growing spiritually. So, how do I get there? Hoe swem ek? Diep. Hoe gaan ons diep? I just want to focus on three areas That's all I want to do. Only three areas, which is really important to me, which I see in so many Christians' lives. So the first area is worship in submission to God's will. We're aiming towards spirituality. We never arrive. Soos Almere gesê het, ons het nog nie arrive. Ons sal nooit arrive. Nie. Op hierdie aard nie. But we're aiming and we're growing towards maturity. The first one is worship in submission to God's will. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2, today's New International Version. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true worship. Why does Paul say therefore? Hoekom sê Paulus daarom? Romeine gaan oor Christelike doktrine, en Paulus verduidelik in Romeine, hoe word jy bekeer, wat gebeur as jy bekeer is, hoe pas jy doop in, hoe, nou, Paulus verduidelik, alles daai goed tot by hoofstuk 12, nou, tot by hoofstuk 11, nou sê Paulus, therefore, you must offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, you're not your own. There must be a place, if you want to grow spiritually, where you must say to God, God, here I am, you must take everything. God, I don't know exactly what it means, but I'm telling you this morning, you can have me. I don't know what it's going to take, God. I don't understand everything, but you can have it. You know, there's so many people there when they reason about spiritual stuff. Some spiritual stuff we will never understand. We must just do it. If you need to get baptized, just baptize you. It will make sense afterwards. There's some things, if it's in your heart, it's in your heart. You hear God saying, baptize you, baptize you, baptize you. But now you're reasoning and you're searching the scriptures and you talk to this person and you want to listen to this oak and you want to listen to this bloke. Just get in the water and baptize you. God is saying, baptize you. It will make sense afterwards. There's so many people that don't want to grow because they don't want to listen to what Jesus is saying. All these long arguments about what? Guys, let me just tell you, it's really good to grow theologically in what scripture says and knowing everything, but remember it's about relationship. Daar's pragtige teoloë wat lang blaaie vol skryf wat niks beteken nie. Het julle al die teologiese briewe gelees? Die nostalgie in die paradigma van jou brein en jou medulla oblongata. Ek weet nie wat dit beteken nie. Ek stel nie daaraan belang nie. Want ek wil net weet, het die man 'n verhouding met die Here Jesus Christus? Het die man verhouding met die Here Jesus Christus? And guys, there's nothing wrong with growing intellectually because Jesus grew in wisdom. But now you can't grow in wisdom without growing in relationship with Christ. And you can't grow in relationship with Christ if you're not growing intellectually about what he says in his word. Does it make sense to you what I'm saying this morning? The balance when it comes into growing spiritually. So you must offer up your body as a living sacrifice to God. That is worship. So the Apostle Paul now is talking about spiritual worship and growth. Then the Apostle Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what the will of God is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. First of all, if we look, the first thing is conforming versus transforming. You must not conform to the world. In other words, there is degradation. Geraak frotter. Jy kan nie terugbeweeg soos die wêreld lyk nie. You don't moonwalk with Jesus. You do another type of moonwalk. Jy gaan vorentoe, jy gaan nie terug nie. You with me? You don't conform to the world. You don't grow the way the world is growing. But you must be transformed. In other words, you must be changed. Again, it's growing. In your worship, your lifestyle, you are being transformed to become like Jesus. You become Christ-like. It's really important that we must know this. In other words, you must change your bad habits into godly habits. A bad habit only shows you what is in somebody's heart. Don't judge the habit, look at the heart. 'N slegte gewoonte is versteek in iemand se hart. My slegte gewoonte sê vir my van hoe my hart lyk. Nou ons kyk ons slegte gewoontes mos mis. Is dit nie so nie? Is mos nou makliker. En so God is nou besig om 'n hele paar van ons te praat oor van ons slegte gewoontes en dan kyk ons die kante, ons kyk daai kante. Ons wil nie regtig hoor wat hy sê nie. Hy moet maar nou lekker praat en hy moet lekker wees. Maar ons het nog nooit vir hom gesê, hier sê ek, ek is joune nie. En ons moet dit gereeld doen. You must regularly tell God, God, I'm yours. I give yourself my body as a living sacrifice. Then, it speaks of renewing. Renewing your mind. It's again growth. Again a change in your way of thought. It happens from the inside out. Change always happens from the inside. Please, ek wil hê jy moet my hoor. Moet nou nie as die Here vir jou sê wat foute sien in jou lewe, nou wil jy dit gaan reg doen nie. Jy gaan dit nie reg doen nie. Jy gaan dit weer verkeerd doen. Want jy kan nie van buite af verander nie. Change happens from the inside. Maar die verandering is in jou hart kom, dan gaan jy reg optree. Ek het dit vir jare. Nee, ek is verkeerd. Ek het vir 'n hele tydjie, ek is mos nou nie so oud dat ek van jare moet praat nie. So ek het nou 'n bietjie oordryf. Sorry julle, ek wil nie oordryf nie. Is verkeerd. So ek het nou altyd probeer om alles reg te doen. Maar dan blyk maar weer verkeerd doen. Want ek het nooit vir die Here gaan sê God, I'm giving myself as a living sacrifice. God, my heart stinks. I have a bad habit. Please help me in changing the habit. But first God, you change it in my heart. Then you must show me what I need to do. In ander woorde, jy weet onmiddellik wanneer God daai verandering in jou hart bring en dan sien jy jou gewoontetjies verander. Dis waar sê hulle. Hulle sê ek vertel nie leuns nie, tannie Glo. Sê is waar. Wie het gesê is waar? Is die blauwe bil. Dis waar. Mense, dis belangrik dat ons die, remember we're talking about spiritual growth. We're talking about going through the exodus, through the wilderness. You're growing constantly. Ek wys eers vir julle Ou Testamentiese prentjie van hoe dit lyk. Jou toer. Vanaf Genesis hoofstuk 12, Abraham, is 'n prentjie van jou lewe. En dit hang van jou af of jy nog 40 jaar in die wildernis wil loop, maar jy mag maar, dis ook alright. Dis jou tyd wat jy mors, en my tyd wat ek mors. En dan gaan jy aan tot jou beloofde land, want jy is op pad na heuning en melk toe. Is julle met my wat ek sê? So ek wys eers vir julle Ou Testamentiese prentjie van hoe groei lyk. En dan wys ek vir julle wie het almal gegroei. And now we're talking about growth in the New Testament. And I'm only focusing on three areas. There's so many other areas that we can focus on, but we focus on this worship in submission to God. Then scripture says, we must know what God's will is. If we can go to that scripture again, Wani, then you will be able to test and approve. Now, I guess what? You can test if God's will is God's will. And if it's not your will. You can test if what you're busy with is God's will. And then there's an approval. Because God's will is good. God's will is pleasing. And God's will is perfect. Now please take note what scripture says. It doesn't say that God's will is comfortable. God's will is good. God's will is perfect. No. We must go back to the other scripture. Jy het my vooruit, my broer. Ons moet eers teruggaan. Ons is nog by Romeine 12. Die hele Romeine 12 vers 1 tot 2. Can we go back there please? Daar is ons. The second verse. God's will is good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. God's will. So people, I really want to encourage you, deal with the worldly habits and patterns in your life. Scripture says there's a pattern of good works. Het julle al opgelet in die Bybel is as sulke patroontjies, nie godsdienstige patroontjies nie, maar as sulke patroontjies in ons lewe wat ons maar moet beginne vasvat nou, hoor. Sulke swak patroontjies, nê. Deal with the worldly patterns in life. God is talking to so many of us. And you know why does this make us uncomfortable and why we get scared? Because when God deals with stuff in our lives, we usually see a side of his character that we don't like. Wanneer God mos nou praat oor die goed wat mos nou nie goed is, dan sien ons mos nou 'n kant van sy karakter wat ons nog glad nie van hou nie. Want ons het nog nooit gehoor God kan sê stop het. Ons wil liefste nie lees hoe Jesus sweepie slaan nie, ons lees oor daai. For God so loved the world. Ons lees 3 vers 16, Johannes 3 vers 16 sal ons nou. But there's a other side to God when he starts talking to us that's really crucial, you know. To yet. Wanneer God vir jou sê, yes, Buddha, kry jou houding reg. Carlos, daar's goed in jou lewe wat jy, get it right. Get it right now. I'm moving. I want you to have respect for the way I'm talking to you and respect for the way I'm moving with you. I want you to deal with it. The second thing, first is worship in submission to God's will. The second thing, and please, submission to God's will. The second thing is, put away childish things. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. When I was a child, I talked as a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Paul says that we must grow in our speech, that we must grow in our thinking, that we must grow in our reasoning. En 1 Korintiërs 13 is die liefde boek mos, nê? Liefde. So the motivation for the growth must be love. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, the first part of verse 8 says love never fails. So the motivation for putting away the childish things and growing must be the love. Now Dis 'n tamaletjie. Want ek kry gereeld doenig met mense en julle moet nou my verskoon, maar dis nou my ervaring wat groot en volwasse is, maar daar's sekere dinge, hulle is nog kinderagtig aan. En is moeilik om met hulle te praat wanneer hulle wil nie die kinderagtigheid agterlos nie. So nou omdat ek nou jonk is en ek praat in liefde en ek is disrespek maar ek is respectful, ek is nie disrespectful, because you never rebuke an older man. When you're younger, please, to all the young people, scripture says you never rebuke an older man. You talk to him as a father. So nou moet ek met ouer, jy weet, baie ouer mense praat, mans, vrouens, en daar seker goed, en nou lyk ek arrogant, want ek is nou 35, en ek is te jonk, en wie gee vir my die reg? Jy kan nie vir my sê nie. En nou weet ek nou nie lekker altyd wat ek nou altyd moet sê nie, maar nou besef ek ook wat die Here nou hier doen, jy weet. Daar's altyd 'n klomp mense, nou steek hulle vir jou en vir my preekies af. Het jy al vir hulle ontmoet? Hulle is altyd reg om vir jou te preek. Maar hulle is nooit reg om te sit en met jou gesels nie. They just want to appreciate you. Hulle pluk hulle Bybeltjie, dan preek hulle nou vir jou. En jy moet nou luister. En ek is net besig om vir mense te luister gou. Stop gou die preek. Want niemand gaan offering opneem eerstens nie. So stop dit net eers. Maar ek wil net dit gou vir jou sê. Is jy oop om van my te ontvang vandag? Want as jy nie oop is nie, dan stop ons die preek. Dan luister ek nie verder nie. So kry vir jou klompjelle wat jy vir mekaar kan preek en niks hoor nie. Maar waar ek vanaand afkom, as iemand vir my iets sê, dan hoor ek, en as ek vir iemand iets sê, dan hoor hy. Maar asseblief, moenie nie nag jou preekies uitwerk, en het nou op my kom preekie. Ek is regtig keelvol, I don't want a child is anymore. Dis kinderagtigheid. Ons kan nie mense se kinders redeneer en dink ons moet groei en ek voel dis 'n woord vir die kerk. Vir ons as kerk want ons kom al baie lank aan hier in Woester. And I'm reasoning with God on my knees. God, your grace is enough. You must move here, God. There's something that we need to understand. So many people, we must understand that ons moet nou uit ons comfort zone uitklim. Want God sien ons nie meer as kinders nie. En so dis 'n taai boodskap om aan te kou, want jy kan nog redelijk lang kou aan die kos. Maar ek wil hê mense moet lank kou hier aan, want ons moet nou groot raak. Ek wil nie meer met mense sit en praat, asseblief, ek praat nie van sonde nie. Ek praat nie van sonde nie. Ek praat nie van, ons moet nou tot by 'n plek kom, waar ons sê, Here, ek staan my voete vol in die koninkryk, en ek doen wat U gesê het. Come yellow high water, soos die Engelsman sê. Nee, sê julle, die Engelsman sê mos. So it's really important that we do that and understand it. Put away the childish things. And then the third one, 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And much to say. The only thing I want you to focus on is you're a child, you're a young man, and then you become a father in Scripture. In Skrif, jy kom in die koninkryk as 'n kind, of jy nou 50 of 60 jaar oud is. Geestelik kom jy in as 'n kind, jy word 'n jong man of 'n jong vrou, en dan word jy 'n pa. In Skrif, in Bybelse terme, dis soos jy groei. Maar nou wat daar uitstaan, you have overcome the wicked one. Dis nie meer vir my goed, dat ons, vir waar ons as kerk nou is, nog moet praat oor, is jy 'n oorwinnaar, hoekom oorwin jy nie? Hierdie kerk, ons moet nou al beginne praat van, ons is meer as oorwinnaars. Mense, ons is al 8 jaar hier, ek is die tweede, ek is die derde pastoor hier, so we are more than overcomers. I don't want to talk to people about, are you overcoming, why are you struggling still with this? We must overcome. Ek is nou jammer, dit klink vir mense seker nou 'n bietjie rof en kras vir oggend, maar dis wat ek voel die Here sê, en ek is nog steeds lief vir almal. We are a growing church. There must be fathers. En dis vir my hartseer vir al hier by ons, dat as daar altyd goed aangebied word, dat daar net dames wat hand opsteek. En ek praat nou met die mans, manne, roer vir julle. Asseblief. As jy kyk na al die funksies en dit wat gereël word, dis 'n klomp vrouens wat voorvat. It's wrong. Let's get God's order right. We must grow up. And if you have a problem with what I'm saying this morning, come and see me afterwards. I'll talk to the men. Maar dit is tyd dat julle julle voete moet opstaan in julle huise en in die dorp. Dit gaan nie verander nie. Ons kan dit nie vir die vrouens los nie. Asseblief. We can't be bad examples to our kids. We get up, we grow up, and we do what God has called us to do. Kan ek 'n amen kry? Asseblief julle. Dis vir my belangrik. Want weet julle wat? Ons het lieflike papas in die kerk. En nou weet ek wat se probleem. Daar's baie van die mans in die kerk, hulle glo nie in hulle self nie. En so ek wil baie keer net so 2 hande oplê en sê, Here, laat die leeu en die man opstaan. Ouens, onhou jou leeu en onhou jou beer wat jy doodgemaak het. Want is nou tyd om jou Goliat vas te vat. En as van ons mans wat nog te veel dink, het ek 'n leeu doodgemaak, het ek 'n beer, jy het. Dis jou Goliat is voor jou, vat jou Goliat vas. You must face your giants, and if you haven't watched the movie, watch the movie. But you must face your giant. And some of you are in your garden of Gethsemane. Dis 'n baie profetiese preek vanoggend. Van ons is in die tuin van Gethsemane. Maar jy moet daar uit. Jy moet nou, you must move on to your cross. want daar moet jy vir hom optel. En vir van die dames, as jy op die plek is, wat jy nog, Hanna, ons kan nie Hanna nie. En ons is nie nou mee by Hanna nie, hoor. En die pas wat in ek sien die Here nou werk met baie jong mense, wat in die school is en uit die school het gaan, it's a very space. People, I'm telling you, God is moving. Kom, ek sê gof julle, in Springbok, toe Marcel en Tanya, sy sien, saam met my en aan Ofani gestap, en ons was vir mense bid, en toe sê Matthew iets, nou, my moed het my bietjie begewe, maar daar had een man met die afarm voorbij is, om te sê, Matthew, for me, I think we should pray for that man. Ek vraag toe, why Matthew, for his arm to grow back? Ek sê toe, Matthew, not now, but now, during this week, as I was sitting at home, the God just reminded me of what he was saying. And so now I sit with all the what ifs. Van wat as hy arm teruggegroei het? So I'm saying, God, oh, I want to get past this. I want to grow spiritually. So my moed het my begewe oor 'n jong man wat kinderlik die Here wil dien en vir 'n man met 'n afarm net gaan hande oplê. Ons moet begin dink oor die goed julle. En dit is my fantasties as kinders soos hulle sin kan praat in 'n klaskamer. By 'n skool waar daar klomp nonsens gepraat word en hulle kan opstaan en 'n bietjie sens bring in die skool en sê nou, but evolution is not right. God created the heavens and the earth. Can you prove it? No, I can't prove it, but I know it in my heart. En dis als oor en dis vir my lekker. Overcoming. Then Luke chapter 13 verse 18, we must understand the kingdom growth. Then he said, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? Jesus is saying, it is like a mustard seed that begin as a saaiki, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches. So, it's so beautiful. A church and we must grow. Ons moet soos 'n huis raak. Daar kom ander voeltjies in ons boompies nes maak. It's a place of safety. It's a place where people can sit from this and get protection from the sun in the shade. The trees is a supporting resource. And it's a place of rest. A plek van rus. It's really important that we go. Look what Acts chapter 5 verse 11 to 16 says. So great fear came upon all the church. Hou net gedaar vas. Dit is Ananias en Safira val dood. Nou sê die skrif, so great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord. Now that's interesting. The believers wasn't added to the church. They were added to the Lord. Gaan nie oor show farie. Dis ons visie wat in ons glo en ons hou vas. But they added to the Lord multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also the multitude gathered from the surroundings of Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. In ander woorde, die groei was so krachtig, al die apostels en die kerklidmate kon nie hande lê op die mense nie. So hulle die mense later net in die pad neergesit, laat, Jesus kon nie hand op almal lê nie, so hy moes net verbyloop, laat sy skade wie se oor hulle gaan, en dan staan hulle op en dan word hulle gesond. Dis hoe die kerk geoperate het. God wants his church to operate like that again, I can tell you that. People will increase, you know, growth is there because of the fear of the Lord. Secondly, growth was there in numbers. there was growth in numbers. Met ander woorde, numeriese die kerk toe geneem. Volgens geskundige geskrifte het die kerk in Jerusalem in die eerste jaar tot 100,000 sterk gegroei. 100,000 sterk het die kerk gegroei. There was growth in respect. You know why? Because the people esteemed them highly. Daar was respect. Baie mense wou nie die kerk join nie, sê die skrif. Hulle wil nie. Maar hulle het so respect gehad vir daai manne, want hulle het geweet, trap verkeerd, dan slak jy dood neer. And you know what? There was a growth in, now listen carefully, there was a growth in signs and wonders. Daar was selfs 'n toenemende faktor by wonderwerke en genesings dit het toegeneem. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30. Come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's again Jesus saying, come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, and find rest. That is what everybody's looking for. You must find rest. Nou, maar as ons moes aan rus dink, ek dink ons aan twinkies tussen die see sand. En ek rus so lekker, en ek tel my Bybel op hier. En ek eet elke 3 ure trifeltjie. En dan kyk ek lekker sport. En dan gaan ek die toilet toe. En ek het op die couch gelees, so met 'n karate styl. En dan net toe leg ek op die couch met so karate styl. Met my 5de bakkie trifel. En koop Kentucky. Ons is allemaal in high bay as dit die tyd van die jaar kom. Ek wil vir julle sê, ouens, ons moet nou wakker raak, want jy gaan nie rus so kry nie. You will only find rest with Jesus. And you know why so many of us are tired? Because we are operating out of the flesh. We're not operating out of the spirit. If you grow in the spirit and you operate in the spirit, you will never get tired. Daar's niks verkeerd met jou trifelbakkies hier. Maar jy maak jou Bybel toe en dink, God het ook nou op vakansie gegaan, die hemelse deur is gesluit. En ek kan jou nou al sê, die duivel gaan nie op vakansie nie. Hy gaan vir jou nok, trifelbak en al. Gaan hy vir jou nok. Ons lacht nou lekker. Ons lacht nou lekker, but we need to be awake. And the reason I'm saying it that way, is because we're sleeping. Guys, we're sleeping. We're not growing spiritually. We're not growing numerically. We're not growing in the signs and wonders. That is the way Jesus operates. You can't follow Jesus and those things just stay the same. So, as God was talking to me, I received an SMS from a hairdresser. Thank you for supporting this and this. And so I thought, I'm going to cut my hair today. But I know she has a need. And I told Elmer, if she is going to talk in that direction, I'm going to ask if I can lay hands on her. So ek is Vrydag, het reser toe, sy knip my hare, en daar praat sy oor dit. Ek dink, knip jy lekker. Knip jou knippe. As ek hier opstaan, dan sit ek die hande op jou. Daar had ek vir jou bid. Sy het vir my geknip, ek het opgestaan, ek het gesê, luister, kan ek vir jou bid, en my vrou gooi lekker grapie, ja, hy kan nie vir jou bid, daar gaat is jou betaal. Sy sê, nee, bid vir my, and we laid hands and we prayed. Yesterday I was in Woolsley, I was talking to somebody that lost somebody near to her. And as I was there, me and Carla, we went to APSA, visit someone, talking to this lady. And I just said, can I pray for you? She said, yes. So there's an eagerness for me, for this spiritual explosion that's happening through prayer and that I'm giving to birth in prayer. And that is my heart for everybody. We must stop fearing. Ons moet op bang wees. daar is 'n hele magte mense wat wil hê ons moet met hulle praat, hulle wil hê ons moet vir hulle bid, hulle wil hê ons moet vir hulle heen toe bring. Jy bring jou vriende heen toe, hulle wil nie wees. Hulle is hardkoppig, hulle is dwars, hulle klom verskonings, maar jy gaan op jou knieën, jy bid vir die Here, dat hy verskoningetjies uit hulle kop uit is, en jy vat hulle aan die hand, en jy bring vir hulle tot hier. You trust God. Hulle vrees ons meer, want hulle hoor snaakse goed van ons. Hulle sing in tale, en allemaal spring so hoog, en as een mannetjie kap hard drums, en hy oom in die byspeel goed van Jaws. Ek het dit nog nooit in 'n ander kerk gehoor nie. So ek wil nie na hy kerk toe gaan nie. Maar dis 'n klomp vrese wat hulle het, en dis ons verantwoordelikheid om vir hulle te gaan kalmeer en sê, hey, dis all right. Come with me. Kom ontmoet my vriende, kom ons gaan fliek. Kom ons gaan klein groep toe. En asseblief moet ek het vir die intersessiespan gesê, moet asseblief vir my sê, daar is nie mense daar buite nie. Jesus het gesê, die oes is ryp. So nou of Jesus het leens vertel, of ons kyk doelbewus die oes mis. En dan kwalificeer Jesus, hoekom hy sê, ons praat nonsens. Hy sê, bid vir die arbeiders. Nou snaakste, Jesus sê nie vir die oes bid nie. It's amazing hoe Here sê, moenie vir die mense daar buite bid nie. Bid vir die arbeiders, want ek sukkel so 'n bietjie om tot by hulle deur te kom. Daar's klip op hulle kop gepak, headphones, hulle ore is toe, hulle kan nie hoor nie. En dan moet die arbeiders uitgaan met dit wat in hulle hart is, en hulle moet gaan bid. And I'll tell you, if you come to Jesus in that way, you will find rest. Daar's mense wat nie rus het nie, because they're not first seeking the kingdom. They're seeking their own desires. You won't find rest that way. Vra besige man in die kerk van Jesus wat vir Jesus volg om vir jou iets te doen, en hy maak vir jou tyd. Vra lei man wat niks doen om vir jou iets te doen in die koninkryk, hy het nooit tyd nie, maar hy doen niks. Dis is baie mense wat ek geleer het op skool ken, hulle kom moeg skool toe, ek het hulle uitgerus huis toe. En ek het dit altyd net so gewonder, hoe werk dit? Asseblief mense, moet toch nie so gaan werk toe gaan nie. Jesus has given an invitation. You know, how can you find rest? Only when you realize that you're spiritually bankrupt. Come to me, you who are. Lees gou daar, come to me, you who are. Waar nie is hy daar nie, ek weet. Come to me, you who are. Dis net mense wat sê, dit is soos ek voel en dis soos ek is. Net vir hom gaan die Here jou help. Maar as jy nie vir die Here sê, ek voel so en ek is so, en hy gaan jou nie help nie. Maar volgens jou is hy nie. You must realize, we must realize, the church must realize, the spiritual poverty that we have. And then we must get rid of our stubbornness and pride. Ek wil nie opstaan nie. Ek gaan nie vorentoe nie. Ek mekeer mos niks. Hoekom maar daar vir my gebid word. Psalms chapter 1 verse 3. Psalms 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates in the night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever it does shall prosper. The first thing is walking. Can we go there? Walking. It says, the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Daar's 'n ou wat stap by verkeerde plekke. Maar die skrif sê baie duidelik, daar's 'n ander man that will bring forth fruit. Dit's 'n paradox. Secondly, there's a man that is standing in the path of sinners, but there's another. You will never die. You will always grow. You know why? Your leaves will not wither. And then there's another man who sits in the seat of the scornful. But there's also another man, your hands and your work shall prosper. Die een praat van regressie, dit raak al vrotter. Man wat jy stap in die verkeerde pad, en dan gaat staan hy stil, en dan later sit hy daar wat hy nie moet sit hy, en dit raak al slechter en slechter en slechter. Maar as jy aan die einde van die psalm lees, dan lees jy van die ou wat soos 'n boom is, hy is geplant. And so the first thing is, you must plant yourself in a church. Be planted in a church. Ons flout die, nie in die koninkrykie. Daar is, oom, ek het oom sy naam vergeet, oom Abraham, oom Abraham. Vra nou vir hom of bome gaat groei, as jy het elke jaar uithaal en op 'n ander plek plant. Bome groei nie, hulle kry nie eens vrugte nie. 'N Boom moet geplant word en daar moet hy leer om vrug te dra en hy moet groei daar en hy moet daar versorg word. Maar ek kan nie môre 'n boom hier plant en dan oor 6 maande plant ek hom daar en oor 8 maande plant ek hom daar en nou verwag die boom moet vrugte dra nie. Ek sê vir jy gaan lank wag vir vrugte. Be planted in a church. You will grow fruit. The leaves will not wither. It will prosper. Daar's 'n ander pragtige ding wat Skrif ook sê. In your old age, you will still bring forth fruit. Ek het nou nie daai skrif hier op nie. My heart this morning that every person here will plant themselves in the Spirit and put the challenge for themselves there to grow. The challenge to grow spiritually. Die uitdaging om iemand in oukei se aal hande op te lê en te bid en sê, ek voel die Here sê, is, kan ek vir u iets vra? U lyk so af, is u bietjie depressed. Kan ek maar vir u bid? Ja, langs die meatballs. It's all right. Ek wil vir u bid. Then you pray for people. Mense wat so afkop verby ons loop, wat ons net sal stop en sê, luister, dis regtig nodig hier. Ek het vir jy goeie nuus. Sy naam is Jesus. Dis die beste nuus wat ek nog ooit ontvang het. Laat ons kinderagtigheid agter ons plaas en opstaan en die mandaat wat God vir ons gegee het ernstig opneem en gaan. En dis 'n invitation wat ek weet Jesus maak vir baie mense nou en ek, we need to come to that place. Weet julle wat? Ons sê baie dinge oor Jesus, maar ons leef glad nie soos hy skrif sê nie. We don't live like that. Tannie Gloos se jongste dogtertjie, Tannie Gloos verby die Amriese staaltjies vanaf vertel Nariska. Sy sê dat dis sien julle kyk, julle Christene maak my net vies. Wanneer julle nou moet geloof hê, dan sit julle nou so sak en as. Nou hoe moet ek glo as julle so aangaan? Exactly. We don't come with solutions to people. Ons lyk meer af as hulle, meer hartseer as hulle, meer treger as hulle. We not this picture of growth. We don't grow in our stature. We don't grow in our wisdom. We don't grow intellectual. We don't grow in the miracles. I've been laboring on my knees now for this. I'm telling you guys. I'm just saying, God, you bring forth the fruit. You bring forth the fruit. God, you will cause the growth. Here, ek kom bid, ek wil deur wees. Come and plant yourself in the Spirit. Start to operate in the Spirit. That fullness of Christ, that fresh anointing, die varsalving, waar die Here net weer so lig op jou blaas. Jy is weer reg. Jy wil operate. You want to go. That fresh anointing. Not out of your flesh. Want as jy uit jou vlees uit al hierdie goedjies gaan probeer doen, ek kan vir jou nou sê, ek gee jou 3 maande, poegai, moeg. It's an invitation that God is just, really just breathing into my spirit. And I'm praying, God, I want this. God, I want this for our church. God, not because we should be more important or a better church, but God, we must start believing in what we need to do. God, we must believe in what you've placed inside of us. God, we must believe because you've sent us. God, you said we will go amongst the hoof, but it's fine. We're the sheep. God, you said that we are more than overcomers. God, you like people that's not lazy. God, you like people whose focus is on the right place. God, we want to move. God, we want to make ourselves available. God, hear him, I send me. God, breathe your spirit on me. God, I don't want to stop. God, I don't want to get tired. God, I don't want to sound negative anymore. God, when I rest, I want to rest in you. And God, if I go on holiday, my Bible is not going on holiday. My quiet time is not going on holiday. My worship is not going on holiday. I want to have time and spend time with you. I was with a beautiful bunch of people this weekend, and some of them talked about intellectual pursuit of Christ and studying, and I don't have a problem with it. But while I was spending time with God between the trees and I was walking, then God said, it's one thing, it's fine to pursue me intellectually, and Carlos, I want you. And so next year I'm going to study. I'm going to do my master's degree in theology. I don't know where I'm going to get time. I have two children. There's a congregate, but I'm going to do it. I'm feeling God is challenging me. Give it. Ek wil jy moet jou uitdag uit jou comfort zone uit asseblief. Moenie net daar sit en laat die opportunity so verby jou gaan nie. So ek gaan volgende jaar verder studeer. Ek weet nie waar vandaan die finansies gaan kom nie, maar ek sê hulle nou, ek gaan studeer. I've applied already. I'm just having, you know, quality time with the people. That's the way I want to go. I want to do it. I want to do my master's. So I'm excited about it. But God said to me, just remember, it's still about having a relationship with me. You can grow theologically, but I don't want you to grow away from me. Grow towards me. I'll increase every part of your life. And God has been giving me and Elmery the increase over the years, and I'm so thankful for what he's been doing in our lives. And as a yellow paar mense wat sê, ek kan sê, jy stapel gek. Maar dis all right. Hulle kan maar sê, ek en Elmer is mal, but we'll do what God says. And we'll stay with what he says. And I don't want to talk about people about what God said to me if they don't have respect to where God is moving with me. It's sacred space. If they can't have respect to what God is doing through me and my wife's love, then they're vultures and I need to chase them away. I'll chase away the vultures. Vir die van julle wat verlede weekie was, if you don't understand where I'm going, it's between me and God. I'm offering my body as a living sacrifice to God because I want to know what his good and perfect will is for me and for my family. And so people, I want you to stand. I don't want the worship team to be there, but I want everybody to stand, and I'm trusting God to do something. So please, everybody, stand. I want you to stand. I'm trusting God to do something. I know this is beyond me. This is beyond whatever we can imagine or think. This is beyond each and every one of us. But it's something that I would like God to ignite within our hearts. So let's close our eyes. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for your spiritual breath to move over people now. God, I'm trusting you to start with each and every person, and your spirit just move into their hearts so vividly.